boy. What? I can't comment without violating our agreement that I not criticize your work.
Then what was oh boy?
Great restraint on my part.
There's nothing wrong with the science here.
Perhaps you mean a different thing than I do when you say science.
Okay, how's that?
You actually had it right in the first place. Once again, you've fallen for one of my classic pranks. Bazinga. Well, now, here's a peculiar email. The president of the university wants me to meet him at his office tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Why?
Doesn't say. Must be an emergency. Everyone at the university knows I eat breakfast at 8 and move my bowels at 8:20.
Yes, how did we live before Twitter? I guess you'll find out what it is in the morning.
Well, that's 14 hours away. For the next 840 minutes, I'm effectively one of Heisenberg's particles. I know where I am, or I know how fast I'm going, but I can't know both. Yeah, how am I supposed to carry on with this huge, annoying thing hovering over my head?
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Leonard.
Sheldon, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Why does everybody keep telling me what time it is?
Everybody?
You, the president of the university, his wife, their sullen teenage daughter. The entire family is fascinated by what time it is and whether people know it.
You went to President Siebert's house in the middle of the night.
He didn't respond to my email. His phone number is unlisted. Tell me what my other option was.
You could have waited until morning. I know. Look who I'm talking to.
Do you remember the grant proposal I submitted to the National Science Foundation to detect slow-moving monopoles at the magnetic North Pole?
Hardly a day goes by when I don't think about it.
Aw, how nice. Well, space opened up at the last minute on the NSF expedition to the Arctic Circle.
Wait a minute.
He offered to send you to the North Pole?
Yes. In fact, he was quite enthusiastic. He said, frankly, if I could send you tonight, I would.
Okay, well, do you want to go?
Of course not. I'm a theoretical physicist, a career I chose in no small part because it's indoors. But if I'm able to detect slow-moving magnetic monopoles there, I'll be the scientist who confirms string theory. People will write books about me. The third graders will create macaroni art dioramas depicting scenes from my life.
Sure, maybe a tableau of me trying to pummel you to death.
Sarcasm?
Maybe.
I'm on the horns of a dilemma. Can you imagine me, Sheldon Cooper, at the North Pole?
Easy peasy, I'm doing it right now.
I'm not good with colds, Leonard. How often have we had to leave a movie theater because I got a headache from drinking the icy too fast? I can't go.
Well, then don't go.
How can you say that? The scientific opportunity of a lifetime presents itself, and my best friend says don't go.
All right, then go.
Listen to you. How can I possibly go?
Sheldon, what are the words I can say right now to end this conversation and let me go back to sleep?
Odd. President Siebert posed the exact same question.
How was it resolved?
It wasn't. His wife set their dogs on me and rendered the question moot.
Just imagine. If he says yes, we'll have an entire summer without Sheldon.
We could play outside.
We could sit on the left side of the couch.
I could use the bathroom at 8:20.
Our dreams are very small, aren't they?
Good news, gentlemen. I have tentatively accepted...
Yeah!
...the invitation to join the Arctic expedition.
It's not going to be the same without you.
Thank you, but your sentiments may be premature.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
I would like to propose that the three of you accompany me.
to the North Pole?
Yes. Is this just so he won't touch your stuff while you're away?
I'll admit that was a concern. But the fact is, I'll need a support team, and the three of you are my first choice.
Really?
Well, there are others who might be more qualified, but the thought of interviewing them gave me a stomachache. Now, I know I'm proposing an enormous undertaking, so why don't you take a few moments to discuss it?
We're not really going to go to the North Pole with him, are we?
I'm still within earshot. You may want to wait for my door to close.
We're not really going to go to the North Pole with him, are we?
Hang on, let's talk about it. This is a National Science Foundation expedition. I don't know how we can turn it down.
Easy. Instead of saying, no, we don't want to go on an NSF expedition, say, no, we don't want to spend 3 months stuck in a cabin in the Arctic Circle with an anal nutbag.
But if we were part of the team that confirms string theory, we could drink for free in any bar, in any college town with a university that has a strong science program.
Howard, this is big science. You could be the engineer who builds the equipment that puts us on the cover of magazines.
I could also be the engineer who builds the crossbow that kills Sheldon.
You still might get on a magazine.
See, you guys are seriously considering this?
Yes.
And you think you can put up with Sheldon?
Well, I'm a Hindu. My religion teaches that if we suffer in this life, we are rewarded in the next. 3 months at the North Pole with Sheldon, and I'm reborn as a well-hung billionaire with wings.
Well, gentlemen, have you reached a decision?
I'm in.
Me too.
Ah, damn it, peer pressure. Fine.
Excellent. And just an FYI, as I am the expedition's team leader, protocol dictates that be phrased, fine, sir. But don't worry, there will be a briefing. Penny?
Sheldon?
Penny?
Sheldon?
Penny?
Sheldon?
Penny?
Sheldon?
Penny?
Sheldon?
Penny!
What do you want?
I need access to the Cheesecake Factory's walk-in freezer.
No, honey, I already told you. The hamburger meat is fresh and stored at a safe temperature.
No. This is to train for a 3-month expedition to the magnetic North Pole.
What?
I don't know how that sentence could possibly confuse you. But to elaborate, I'm going to the Arctic Circle with Leonard, Wallowitz, and Kuthra Polly.
You're all going?
Yes.
For 3 months?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Wait, is that a yes or no on the freezer? That woman has the attention span of a gnat.
Hey, Leonard.
Hey.
Sheldon says you're going to the North Pole.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, just a little surprise you didn't tell me.
Oh, well, it all happened kind of fast, and we had to get physicals and buy thermal underwear and study up on, you know, snow and stuff. Sorry, I was going to tell you.
Oh, hey, no, you don't have to apologize. There's no reason you have to tell me. I was just, you know, surprised.
Yes, yes, you were busy, you were surprised, all very fascinating. Now, where do we stand on the freezer?
Is he serious?
Actually, it would help.
All right, I'll see what I can do. So, wow, 3 months at the North Pole. Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, but at what point do you put this see what you can do plan into action?
Just a warning, Sheldon. The freezer locks from the outside.
Does she seem upset to you?
No. Did she seem upset to you?
No.
Oh, good, I got it right. Are you upset?
A little bit.
2 for 2, I'm on fire.
I mean, I know she's not my girlfriend or anything, but wouldn't you think she'd feel a little bad that I'm going to be gone for the whole summer?
That feels like a bonus question. I'm going to stop here while I'm ahead, but I've had a great time.